hope you're not being an unpleasant boy.
What are you doing?
I'll get you. No, I was asking you to put it on. You're a cheeky boy. Oh, Thomas, do you not want the apple? Now that's not a good boy, is it? Thomas. Later on, you'll be wishing you'd eaten that. What's happened to it? Where's it gone? So I assume you don't want the apple. Cut it into four. I can only see one. Please, may I put your shoes on? Thomas, what's the matter? What have we told you about when you don't want things?
Dear Bobo.
No, that was a different time. Past food football when you threw things. I mean, you shouldn't have thrown that on the floor. But you've been a good boy earlier on. When you finished your toast and didn't want it, you handed the plate back. And said, nin nin wada. Right, well, I think we'll just get you washed. And then would you like to get down?
No. No.
Wash and down? Well, perhaps we won't get you down. Well, wash your hands. And let's see if you want to do some drawing. Yes, Pippin's coming on in a moment.
Maybe.
Set the tape, Guy. You like watching Pippin and Auntie Mabel, don't you?
It's this stove. No.
Auntie Mabel and Pippin are on the television on Thursdays and Friday mornings for 15 minutes. And each week they look at something, don't they? This morning it's clay. Sometimes it's bricks and stones and things like daffodils and carrots and frogs. Oh, they've done all sorts, haven't they? And a little dog Pippin goes everywhere with her, and you enjoy this programme, don't you? So Mummy usually tapes it so you can watch it later. Thank you. have to remember to brush your teeth.
Pippin!
Go upstairs. Pippin, what is Pippin doing? Toothpaste and toothbrush are upstairs, Thomas. I'll have to do your teeth later.
And this?
Who's that?
Mary!
Pippin. Pippin? There we are. You're a smart boy.
And then for the tea.
The tea, yeah. What's happened? Has she dropped the teapot? Is it smashed on the floor?
Mush.
Smash.
Tea.
Oh dear, what's happened? Teapots. Yes.
Oh dear. No. Is there a mess?
Oh, is there a mess?
No. No mess.
No mess. They're all vases, aren't they? Pots. Auntie Mabel had to go and buy a new teapot because she broke her old one. I can't fit your feet in your shoes. We had a mess outside last night, didn't we?
Mess?
You remember Grandad tipping all that water out of the pot onto the patio? You were most concerned about the mess, weren't you? They're big enough, really, aren't they? Mummy hasn't got a watch on this morning. Then what have I done with it, Thomas? Oh, it's here.
Oh, no!
I think I took it off before when I was washing up. This will be over in a few minutes. Well, it is. Shall we do some painting and drawing? Thomas, you're not telling me.
T.O.D.
Mummy's got some tea in here. What are they doing? Making new teapots? Would you like a sip of Mummy's tea?
No.
No, thank you.
Go.
You want to get down? Well, before you do, we've had this Get Well card sitting here for about a week. The mummy needs to send it, and I keep thinking we ought to put a handprint of yours inside. Because it's for an elderly lady, Peggy, who's quite poorly in hospital. And she likes you, so we thought a handprint might cheer her up. And the other one's a thank you card for Ruth's mummy. Because we went to see Ruth's mummy and she gave us tea, didn't she? I thought it would be nice to write and say thank you because we had a nice day. Do you remember fishing in her pond, Thomas?
Oh, no.
Once we've done some handprints on the card, you could do some fishing. Red snip snip. Blue snip snip. Red handle scissors. Upstairs in the bathroom, we've got some red handle scissors, haven't we? And what colour are they in your bedroom? What colour? Yes, these are red scissors, but upstairs you've got some with a blue handle in your bedroom, haven't you? I might put this on if we're going to do something.
Where's Pippin gone?
Do you like to put your bib back on?
No, no.
What's Mummy wearing? Not a bit interested, are you?
No.
Excuse me, if I have mine on,
no.
You must have yours on.
No,
Could I have a kiss, please, this morning? Oh, that's nice. You pull my glasses off. That's nice. Well, if you don't want this, would you like... No, not people's faces. Would you like Mummy's other apron with a pussycat on it?
Yo.
What does the pussycat say?
Yo!
Meow, 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 meow. What does she say?
A mum.
An aeroplane. Look at this, Thomas. Would you prefer this one?
Yum.
Would you like that one on instead? Oh, this is a big boy's bib. Another one is wearing one already. You have that.
Linen bib.
Well, this is Thomas's bib. Where's Thomas's bib? Well, look, Mummy will put this on as well.
Linen.
Oh, yes, there's a truck. Ooh, digger. We'll be in heaven now, a digger on the television. Ha. Oh, wonderful. Little diggers. Yes?
No.
Where's the truck gone? Put the envelopes up there. What are you looking at? It's clay.
Oh, yeah.
Clay?
I'm going to make some nice things then.
Make a mess. Which I think I'll move that chair.
No.
I think I'll leave that chair. Have you any jittery lights?
No.
Excuse me.
No.
If you're going to do some painting, you've got to have a bib on. Lillian's wearing her bib. Do you not want to do any finger painting?
No.
Actually, you are wearing a shirt you had on last night.
No, no, no.
What?
Purple.
Purple? You like the red paint? How about the bib first?
Yellow.
Yellow, red and yellow. How about the bib first?
No.
No bib, no poke.
No.
What about this first? Don't get upset, it's all right. Which one would you like first? Red? Yellow one. Oh, what's the matter, Thomas? You don't want to play? What about these cards? What are you going to do? No, that is not being a nice boy, is it? No. Well, how about some drawing before we do some painting? These are new pencils, aren't they? Daddy's Auntie Peggy and Uncle Arthur came last night.
Oh, Dada!
With Grandma and Grandad, didn't they? They brought you those.
Daddy!
They brought you those pencils, didn't they? So I thought it would be nice.
Yellow!
If you drew them a picture, because we could say thank you. Yellow.
Red.
Can we say red?
Yes, we can say red. We don't very often, but we can.
Blue.
Well, they look colours on the television. Auntie Mabel and Pippin's finished now, so Mummy's just going to turn the tape off.
Hello. Oh, no. Pippin!
All done.
And this?
That's orange.
Oh. And this?
Is that black or brown?
No. Red.
It's brown, isn't it? Very, very dark brown. What's she drawing?
Bow!
A bow? Is that because Uncle Arthur last night used that pencil to draw Pussycat, didn't he? Let's have a look at that. All sorts of scribbles. Oh, most of this paper's been used, Thomas. Did Uncle Arthur draw that last night? Very quickly, didn't he? And he'd drawn it. He said he'd drawn a horse as well. Oh, yes, he has. There's the horse.
Cute boat!
Too brown? Yes, he drew a horse and he drew a pussycat. And that looks like Grandma's been drawing numbers with you. And a sausage. Two sausages and a sun and a cloud.
Cloud. Too brown.
Too brown. What do we see in the sky, Thomas? We see the sun. And the moon. About stars.
Stars.
And do you remember that beautiful rainbow?
No.
You don't want to do that now. Okay, that's fine. You were asking before what that colour was, Thomas. That's orange, and that's an orange.
And what's this? Purple.
That's purple.
More.
Another orange. That's more orange than that. That's sort of a tan orange, isn't it?
What's this?
Oops.
Uh-oh.
Let me drop the orange. more that colour, isn't it? Look at that. Two different shades of oranges. And those are two different types of oranges. That's an orange, and I think the other one's more lavender than orange.
Oh.
You're busy with colours, you don't want to play with fruit, do you?
Too brown. Too brown.
Too brown.
What?
And that's black. They're all very dark, aren't they? That's purple.
Milk.
Is that the brown one? That's brown. And is that black?
What's that?
Green. That's like Dipsy, isn't it?
This.
That's purple as well, but it's a lighter shade. That's very dark purple. Draw that. Might be. That's more lilac colour, isn't it?
Mmm.
Do you remember seeing some lilac growing on the trees? Coming back from Didsbury.
Wow,
yeah, that's right. You saw some trains in the trees when we were at Tesco. Yes, we're waiting in the car park. And we're looking up at the trees, and every now and again you could see a bit of a train flashing through the trees.
Yeah, choo-choos.
Choo-choos in the trees.
Oh, yeah, choo-choos.
But when we were walking back from Didsbury, we smelled those beautiful flowers in the tree.
Mmm.
Some were purple and some were white. That's lilac, and it smelled nice, didn't it?
Two brown.
You're actually holding three there, Thomas.
Three white.
Is this a picture for Demetra so she can take it back with her?
Two hat.
Is that a sort of green? That's more like the colour of your shirt. It's a greeny blue. It's a nice shade, isn't it? Jade. It's a jade green colour.
Yes!
Boom! That's blue. It's a bright blue. Well, a deep blue. Not really sure what sort of blue we'd call that, Thomas. You see, often the colour of the crayon is darker than the colour it draws.
What up?
All done. It's empty. The pot is empty. A lot of colours. Pippin, oh, Pippin's finished for today. I think that's the postman.
Men.
It's the postman. Shall I go and see what he's brought?
What's a door?
What he's brought to the door? So let me go and see what the postman's brought to the door.
The moon. And a door. And a door. And a door.
They're both for Mummy and they're not very exciting.
Oh no!
Don't worry about that.
I don't.
The postman's very brave this morning because it looks like it's going to rain and he's wearing his shorts. You were wearing shorts yesterday, weren't you?
Oh.
Shall we count them as we're putting them back in the pot?
Two.
That's one. That's two.
Cool. Yes.
It's orange. That makes two.
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 Yellow.
Yeah. Three.
Set. Yeah.
Three. Four. Oh, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I can't count that quickly if you're putting them all in. You tell Mummy as you're putting them in how many.
What? Blue. Four.
What accent is that? Four. Four. Miss Blue.
Two.
We missed two. Oh, well done. Now, how about we put the pens in this counting box? Use this on the tea towel.
Oh.
Use that.
That.
Paddington Bear. Paddington Bear wears a hat, doesn't he?
Yes. Oh.
Daddy likes Paddington Bear. When Daddy was a little boy, he wrote to Paddington Bear and asked him where he kept his marmalade. And Paddington wrote back and said under his hat. Or perhaps Daddy would have asked him where he bought his marmalade. Daddy wrote to Paddington Bear and Paddington Bear wrote back. And Daddy's still got the letter. Right, shall we put all the purpley coloured ones in there, look? How about we do that? Ones in there. Look at this.
Blue, yeah?
Blue in there. That's sort of a purpley blue. I'm not quite sure where we put that one. That was the purple one, wasn't it? The green. We haven't got a pot for white.
No red.
No white.
Blue, yeah. Move! And then you move!
It's blue, isn't it? You've won or two while we haven't got pots the right, quite the right colour. Have we? What about putting the red one in the red part?
Red part.
The red one in the red part. Now we've got these blacks and browns and greys and
white. Oh, no.
Two shades of brown, yes, well done. Two shades of brown, a black, a white and a grey. Hey, we haven't got pots for those. But we've got pots for all the others, haven't we? Putting them back. How many are in that pot now? Two.
Two. Yeah.
The blue ones. Do a drawing of these pencils for Uncle Art and Auntie Peggy because they bought me the pencils. What's that noise? An aeroplane. Look at that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 colours in the rainbow. Can we use the brown pencil to write a number 7? Look. We saw a rainbow in the sky, didn't we, on Saturday? We were coming back from Rebecca's first birthday party. And we saw the most fantastic rainbow. I've never seen a rainbow like it in my life. Colours were so vivid. Looked like we could reach both ends. It's like walking underneath a bridge, wasn't it? So I'm talking about a huge bow in the sky. And then there was a shadow of a rainbow, so really we could see two rainbows. It was beautiful, wasn't it? red and yellow, pink, green, orange, purple and blue. Those are the seven colours of the rainbow.
Blue, yellow, blue!
Yes. And it was a huge rainbow, wasn't it? I think there's a little rhyme actually to help you remember the colours of the rainbow. I can't remember it. What is it? Richard of York. So Richard would be red. Richard of York would be orange. And Yiffy yellow. Gained battle would be green and blue, wouldn't it? Green and blue, gained battle, in vain, would be indigo and violet. Oh, that's a different colour, isn't it? Yes. Is violet, Thomas. I'm not sure whether it would be. Perhaps that one. Trying to put the pots in there. Can you stack the pots? You could count them if you stack them. One, two, three, four. Which one's next? No, orange, orange, orange. Not played with these in a long time, have you? Four. What about the red one in your hand? The red one in your hand. This one. That's it. You look surprised and you'd forgotten, haven't you? And what about the last one? One more, one more.
More.
One more. One. It's a bit dramatic.
Yeah.
Oh dear, 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 dear. I think one's missing. Oh, here it is. Would you like some yellow paint on your fingers? Or should we move these first?
Oh,
should we move these first?
What are Poe?
What are Poe? Please, now I have the red paint on me. Is that what you mean? It's a good job we know what you're talking about. Can I have a kiss before we get messy? Another kiss. What about rubbing noses? We like rubbing noses, don't we? Let's rub noses.
Poe.
Poe. Yes. Go on then.
No.
You don't want to. Oh, I'll do it. I don't mind, I shall. Something happened while you've been painting it. You don't like doing it now. Perhaps it's because you don't like having a wash afterwards.
You
want yellow? Yellow Poe. Yellow paint. We've lost the blue one, haven't we? What's happened to the blue paint? Found mix these together, I'd get orange.
Yellow.
You're going to put your hands on my hands?
No.
Something's happened. You've just gone off it, haven't you?
No.
I don't want me sitting here silly now with paint on my hands, so I'm going to do a hand print. It's a good job. Mummy's wearing her bib, isn't it? Oh dear, Nin's handprint. I can't get my hands flat. This paper has a smooth side.
I don't
stick again. And a shiny side. I don't know if the paint would stick to the other side being so shiny.
I don't stick.
Oh. Would you like to have a go? Bear to the palm of my hands.
What a mess.
Oh, there is a mess, isn't there? Shall we do another one?
I
You'd like to do some more drawing?
No.
What would you like to do?
No,
way you're going to be drawing. No. Only draw on the paper. What are you going to draw? Mummy better do another handprint to get rid of this paint. I think I might go upstairs to my because we have a book.
All done.
With a rainbow in it, don't we? And Mummy can have a look and see what order the colours go in because... I know a song and a rhyme.
And then
have the same colours.
No.
Oh dear, what's happened to all his hands? Who's this? Mr. Thumb?
No.
Mr. Middle? No, sorry, it's mixed up. Mr. Thumb, Mr. Pointer, Mr. Middle, Ruby Ring, and Mr. Small.
Wee.
Mr. Thumb. Oh, you're saying wee. You're on to this little piggy went to market. You don't like my dirty hands, do you? This little piggy stayed at home. This little piggy had roast beef and this little piggy had none. This little piggy. What did he say?
Wee.
All the way home. Poor Peggy and Mrs. Lineker aren't going to get the cards today, are they, with the handprint on from you? I hope this comes off.
No.
You don't think it will? Sure it will if you scrub it with some soap. Hey, I want these hands to clean now. I think you've got some paint on yours, but we'll sort you out later. Look, clean hands.
And
rain. Now take my watch off.
And a bush.
Mummy's just going to get a bucket on us with a bit of a rain on. Lois Ark.
Oh.
The Ark, look.
And there.
Your hands clean.
And there.
Oh. This one has one on the front. What colours are they? Red and orange and yellow and green and blue and indigo and violet. So the poem was right, wasn't it? Richard of York gained battle in vain. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. That's an envelope. Be gentle with the book, won't you? That's a christening present.
What is?
That's a big boat, isn't it? These are all different stories.
No,
but this one is just about Noah's Ark.
And the animal weather.
You like that one? All the animals on there, Thomas. What are these? Giraffes.
What?
Giraffes.
And this?
The butterfly.
Moon.
The moon. And a frog. What does the frog do?
Jump.
That's right, and the butterfly. The butterfly flutters by. We were watching Purdy yesterday outside. She was looking at a butterfly on her leaf, wasn't she? Look at that. The rainbow in the sky with the sun.
And here it is.
What's this, a rainbow? The rainbow came out when the rain came down and the sun shone at the same time.
Pop!
Pop! Oh, you're thinking of the hungry caterpillar, aren't you?
Pop!
And how did it pop? This is a different book, darling. The very hungry caterpillar you're thinking of, because when the caterpillar came out of the egg, it went pop, and it wasn't a caterpillar anymore, it was a beautiful butterfly, wasn't it?
What is this?
It's night time, that's a dark sky with stars.
Moon.
And that's a boat, look, it's all the fish in the net. Fish in the net.
What are they?
Pigs. They're pigs, aren't they?
Grapes.
Bananas. Bananas. Don't think it's a banana. It looks like a banana. What are those? Fish. What are they?
Grapes.
Grapes. And what's that? It's a star. A sheep. Gently. This isn't a book you can have really on your own, is it? Because it's not hardback, not so hard pages.
No.
Oh dear, what have we got? We've ended up with a crayon in the book.
What are you showing me?
I'm finished. So what?
It's a rainbow. Can you see a bird?
Cheep, cheep.
Cheep, cheep. What do birds say? Cheep, cheep and tweet, tweet.
Cheep, cheep. Yes. Bye.
You got a Noah's Ark, haven't you? Has Thomas got a Noah's Ark? It's where the animals go in 2x2, isn't it? And they're all bright colours, aren't they? I think they need an extension on the table, please.
Don't do ducks.
What are those steps?
No, ducks.
Is that how the animals get in? Look, there's Mr. Noah, and Noah, and his wife, Mrs. Noah. Are they climbing the steps to get into the ark?
Two steps.
Two steps.
How steps?
A lion. And a giraffe. That's a rhinoceros. Wait, there's one. Break it in half, two. Put it back together. One. What's this?
Oh, blue.
It's blue, but it's an elephant. With the trunk. I can't make the noise. Polar bear. White polar bear. A white polar bear. I'm not quite sure what this is. It could be a horse. Or a zebra. It could be a zebra. All your animals sound very much the same, Thomas. What does the pussycat say?
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, 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 meow. What about the dog?
Ooh, 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 ooh.
And what about the lion? What does the lion say?
A big bear.
A big bear, that's right. And what does the bird say?
Cheep, cheep.
What about the cow?
Moo!
Oh gosh, that's a loud one. And what about a sheep?
Meh!
Meh! Oh, what about a pig?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Are you having trouble with the steps? Yes. You go the other way around, let's see. Click on that. Animals went in 2x2, hurrah, hurrah. Oh, now look who's coming.
Banana.
No, it was Predator.
Puss. Banana.
Banana came. You've had the double dose of Grandma and Grandad this week because Grandma and Grandad came on Wednesday to babysit, but then we went to work.
I guess.
Orange. That's an orange crayon. That's the same thing I am. And Mrs. Noah's dress. Lots of orange things. Mrs. Noah, the lion, the crayon, the pot, and the orange. It's an elephant with its trunk. Trying to break them apart. Pull them apart.
And then two blues.
Two blues. And then yesterday, Grandma and Grandad came with Auntie Peggy and Uncle Arthur because they went to the Trafford Centre and to John Lewis, and then they had a meal in Didsbury. And then guess who they came to see? Their favourite boy, didn't they? They got to see their favourite boy. And you didn't know they were coming, did you? That was such a surprise. Yes. Birdie's going out. Are you going to say goodbye to her?
See you later. And then.
Yes, Poppet. The elephant going up and down the steps.
No.
That's Noah.
No.
Noah. And Mrs. Noah. Mr. Noah is a man.
And then the steps.
And Mrs. Noah is a lady.
And then.
Looks as if it's going to rain outside, Thomas.
Oh, well.
What happens when the rain comes down?
A big mess.
It is a big mess, isn't it? Do we get wet?
A little wet.
Do we get wet?
A little wet.
The lion is the king of the jungle. When it rains, is there water everywhere? What do you think the animals are saying to one another when they're going up the steps and into the ark? Do you think they're looking at one another and saying, hello, how do you do? Oh gosh, the lion's escaped. No. Look, there's postman. He's well fun. The postman came to the door earlier on with some letters. Whoops.
Yellow.
Oops. Oh, well done. Now how many have we got? Two giraffes.
Two blue elephants.
Two blue elephants. Well, it's only one blue elephant at the moment, isn't it? Pull it apart and pop! Two blue elephants.
And then... Bear.
How many bears have you got now? It's a rhinoceros.
Two.
A rhino.
Oh, the rhino too.
Pardon?
Two men.
Well, one's a man and one's a lady. Two people. One man, one lady, two people.
Oh no!
Which one looks like Nana?
Nana!
And which one looks like Grandad?
Nana!
Nana and Grandad!
Nana! Oh Nana!
Where's Nana gone? She gone in the boat? Oh, poor Nana, she's lying down in the boat and suddenly an elephant gets on top of her.
Whoops a deer.
You whoops a deer, wouldn't it?
Boat. A big boat.
A big boat. There's no way to jump down.
And look.
The boat comes apart, doesn't it? an even bigger boat now.
Hello?
You want to take that the way it was? Let's sit back to...
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Oh, dear. Of things on the chair now, haven't you? Shall I move some of these pencils and start putting them up in the box? Fishes, I admit, but fishes swimming in the sea.
What a mess! What a mess!
Where are all the other animals?
Nana.
Is that Nana? That's Mrs. Noah wearing an orange dress.
Noah. And then, oh!
Is she going for a walk? Is Mr. Noah going with her?
Never walk.
Are you finding things? Oh, please let Mummy have the pencils to put them back in the pot. What have you got down there? Why are you hiding things?